Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. That's two from ACDC today. Nice.
Well, who's better than ACDC?
I can't think of too many people. There's a few. A few. Not for Halloween, though. Absolutely frightening. All right, Vinny, you ready to do this thing? Let's find out what the people had to say.
I am. So our text number is 800-400-3697. Happy Halloween to y'all. 707 says, love hearing ACDC on Alice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it is pretty special, isn't it?
It is.
It's like 3% better because it's on Alice.
Yep. It is. It's like, you know, when you play something on Alice, it just gets better. I like the Stones this morning, too. I love that tune, Sympathy for the Devil. And actually, the Gotta Have More Cowbell thing, Don't Fear the Reaper, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good songs today. Good job to Bryn and Nicole and Jane and whoever else was involved with picking those songs. Nice work.
I can't believe I'm hearing AC/DC on Alice.
Woohoo, believe it. Believe your ears.
You guys are rocking out this morning. I love it, says 408.
It's a rock and roll Halloween party. It's about as rockin' as it's gonna get this year. Woo!
Can I request the Ashley Madison song?
No.
What?
I can't.
Oh, God. Geez. That's mean.
Bryn already played it. This isn't one of those stations that plays a song five times a day. Come on. You like that one, Nicole? The silent laugh.
Good morning. My boss of 26 years turns 80 tomorrow. He's not your average 80-year-old. He will start his day tomorrow morning with a 50-mile bike ride.
Oh.
Alice is in our law office every day. Let me see if I can keep up with this. I'm going to lose it every day. Nope, I lost it.
No, we got the gist. That is very impressive. Very, very impressive.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yep.
Sir, that I don't know your name, but your happy 80th birthday.
Yep. And way to celebrate.
I found it, Vinny. It was Phil, is his name.
Oh, Phil, happy birthday, Phil.
Happy 80th birthday, Phil. Good job keeping on keeping on and keep on doing it.
415 says, my first thought too, Vinny, meth in China? Yeah, I just did, you know, I don't know enough to know.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on there.
Well, you hear about people getting thrown into foreign prisons for the rest of their lives because they've, you know, it's like a zero tolerance drug policy. I have no idea what China's doing, but it seemed like one of those places that wouldn't put up with a whole lot.
Right. And people on meth are not, they're not good hiders.
Well, also, he's throwing all his money out the window. Like,
that's
that
what
is,
I mean. They're not good hiders. That's they eventually, it all makes sense to them. And they don't realize that they are in their own psychosis little world.
You do it to yourself.
415 says, my husband and I used to sit on ecstasy and Molly for a quicker, more intense high.
Oh. So that is fully a thing.
They're saying they did it. They're not saying they heard about it. They're saying they did it.
All right.
So, ay.
We probably shouldn't. I'm actually sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, I'd never. I don't.
But because you made me think of it because of the keystering of the drugs.
The hiding. That was the hiding, though. I think that was still in a baggie or
right.
Some kind of paper wrapped bindle. Anyway, 707 says it should be called McNasty. Those things are terrible.
Oh, okay. So someone has had one. And...
Well, here 415 says the McRib was the bomb when I was a kid. I didn't think about what it was when I was putting it in my mouth as long as it tasted good. Now, I couldn't imagine biting into something like that.
All
much
onions
less
on
swallowing
top too.
It.
Ugh, looks awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people love fast food. They love it.
That is true. I love it. I can't deny it. There's certain fast foods I absolutely love.
My wife's stepdad loved it, and they think that's probably what, you know, brought him to an early grave, but he loved it. Like wanted to eat at fast food 3 meals a day. Loved his breakfast there, loved his lunch there, and loved his dinner there too.
Was he overweight?
Yep. Yep. And then when the doctor finally said, you need to drop weight and you're in a very dangerous place, he did, but it was too late.
Oh. Sucks.
Yeah. So you gotta, I think that's one of those things you gotta just,
it's just hard because, you know, it's easy and it's
three salty meals a day
and tasty.
Though.
Yeah, it's not recommended.
Right.
4 out of 5 dentists agree.
A little salty. Among other things.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Happy Halloween, you guys. Love you all.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks for the love.
707 says, sorry, but it's only the left that goes on to break stuff.
Okay. That is hilarious.
I just did the monster mash in the middle of my living room. Thank you for that, and happy Halloween. Wow, Blue Oyster Cult. Amazing. You guys made my day. Love you all.
I got to have more cowbell. Doink, 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 doink.
I cannot listen to Don't Fear the Reaper without thinking of that skit with Will Ferrell and Chris Watkins? I don't think that's who it was. On SNL.
Chris Walken.
Right.
Walken.
What? It's spelt wrong here, but it's Walken, Walken, right?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at it going, what's wrong with that word, the way they spelt it here? Anyway, lots of people love the cowbell, plenty of comments about that, so clearly that SNL skit lives on.
Certain ones do. Probably wasn't that funny. Probably if we went back and watched it, we'd be like, that's not that funny. Things take on a life of their own.
Other great hits by Oingo Boingo include Stay, Just Another Day, Weird Science. Come
oh,
on,
Weird Science.
People.
I know Weird Science. I don't know any of the other ones.
You know Just Another Day, too.
I probably don't, Ben. I don't. Oingo Boingo wasn't like my scene.
Could only hear the background singers on Monster Mash. And Vinny sounds like he's underwater. Bubbles. Sounds off today, but still loving you.
I felt like there were a couple things that got played this morning that I'm like, I want engineering to go and look at the board and make sure it's not only in one channel. Like, seriously, the Monster Mash sounded really wrong. And that first AC/DC song sounded a little off as well. But it could just be a result of it coming back down the wire to me. I don't know.
Have we hired a whole new fleet of engineers, or are we still on just the one?
We got the one guy.
Okay.
No, he has help. We have help. We have a new guy. That's great.
Really?
Oh, good.
Who's that? What's his name?
He's great. His name is Skyler.
Oh, Skyler. Oh, yeah. I've heard of Skyler.
All right. Nice guy.
Skyler, there's something going on with one of those faders in there. If you could get on that, please.
Hey, new guy. Get in here.
Welcome
yeah, get in
to
here,
the
please.
Alice.
We need you. Here's the list.
Let's see. Vin, did you ever go to any concerts at the Brent Event Center in UCI when you were in high school? I saw Elvis Costello and Squeeze there. Yes, when I was a little boy, I went and saw Social Distortion at UCI. It was like a punk rock show, and yes, I have been there. And I don't know if that's my first concert, but it's close to one of my first shows. Elvis Costello new song sounds like Diamond Dave solo stuff.
You know, he's married to that Diana Krall. She's a huge jazz person.
She had a huge album with Robert Plant.
Diana Krall did?
I believe so. I think they did a joint and got like tons of awards for it.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. I could totally be wrong.
You could also totally be right. I don't remember ever hearing that. But I wouldn't have because I'm not really into, like, I know some Diana Krall songs because she does a lot of Christmas stuff that I have to learn for freaking Tommy. So, but she's like, she's real jazz. Like, there's no messing around jazz. This isn't like just sort of jazzy. She plays jazz music and it sounds like he's been influenced because that was a pretty wacky little jazzy song.
707 says, Little Girls is a black comic farce song. He was criticizing Predators. I love Oingo Boingo. Danny Elfman is a great composer for movie soundtracks.
All right.
Yeah, that's one of those things, though. I remember, just like Weiland got a bunch of crap for his Predator song that he sang. I think it's called Sex Type Thing. But he does the song in character, so you go, all right, well, then so be it. But if you just hear it and you don't know that's what's going on, you're like, gross, dude. What is your deal? Yuck. You guys are killing me with your lack of pop culture and music knowledge. Lacking amongst all of you there. Danny Elfman is a legend in the music world and is making a name for himself in the composer world. Come on, man.
Oh, is he only making a name for himself there? That's really where most people know him from.
Yeah, we said all that.
We did, but thanks.
And I listened to Oingo Boingo when I was a kid. Like, I know him from when he started. That first album had hits on it, including the one about little girls.
I'd never heard that song before.
Lack of music knowledge, Sarah.
Well, you know, look, everybody knows what they know, and that's the thing. I just think, you know, you can be mad at someone for what they don't know, or you can just say, oh, hey, here's what it is. I mean, that's a little bit friendlier way other than, you know, lording your superiority over someone else. Because guess what? There's going to be something you don't know that I'm going to lord over you.
Impossible. Bitch. That guy seems very smart. Sure,
he probably knows everything. You're right. He's probably the one guy that nobody knows anything more than. Thanks,
925 says, 7 years old. Oh my God. I remember when Vinny announced it's a girl.
Mm. What is?
Still to this day.
Who says that? It's a girl. What is?
Classic.
My new car. I'm naming
Yay,
it Molly.
Yay, Hermione. I love it. Yeah, she looks good. It's funny that Harry Potter movies are actually too scary for her. So it's a little weird. Weird that she wants
to. Little.
She loves it so much, but really can't watch it.
People loved Christina's voice too. Sexy voice.
Oh, and 415 says, Sarah, you're delicious.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually very bitter. Don't bother. I'm not. It's
Sarah?
Kind of sour.
Why? I don't understand
I'm just older now, you know? Tough meat. Just not tender
and
delicious like I used to be.
I don't know. Isn't muscles more tough meat?
I don't know what you two are talking about.
I actually just lost the thread, too, with the muscle thing.
I was just thinking, like, tough meat normally is, and, you know. Like,
okay, we're going to move on.
Because I was thinking about Bill Bellamy, you know how he says.
Because you got a big old booty, Sarah.
So you're probably
It's bigger than
tender.
Ever, by the way.
You know, it's probably sweet and tender. I'm
yeah,
sure.
No, it's actually
that's,
bitter. And
that's what
and
I was alluding to.
It's a little
to.
Gristly. Oh, Jesus. So it's not.
Still going. Can I jump in? Thank you.
Does social unrest happen when Biden wins or Trump wins? 925 asks. Nobody
knows. I think it
happens
when either person wins or doesn't win or they can't declare a winner. And look, this is the most contentious thing I've ever experienced in my life. It seems very likely that militias are going to jump into action or stand by and stand back and now I'm calling on you. Like, I don't know who's going to do what. And then there's opportunists who are just like, awesome, there's a protest. Let's go take other people's things.
Yeah.
That faction. The I'm in it for myself faction. Yay!
Hey, S&B, can you wish my son, Adrian, a happy 14th birthday? His birthday's Sunday, just like Isla's. Happy birthday, Adrian.
Happy birthday.
It would have been better for Hooman to let us know my octopus teacher had a Charlotte's Web kind of ending.
Don't, oh my God.
I still like the movie.
You're
it was
me.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. That was
says 408.
Big
spoiler
one.
Spoiler alert.
I'll just say that was fake. That person doesn't know what
Web.
They're talking about.
Although Charlotte's Web is a bittersweet ending. I mean, because then there's the new ones. So you're telling me the octopus was a girl. All right.
There's a Facebook page called The Wives of the Deplorables for wives who have found out their husbands are Trump supporters and bleep holes after years of marriage and not knowing that. That's funny. Although, you know what's not funny? And what? I look, I'm not a political science guy. I'm not even someone who likes to read too much of it because it gets to... It really just becomes an unanswerable reality, this politics. There's two sides, and everybody believes they're right, so you'll just fight forever. Let's just fight forever. How about that?
Never gonna
but
be able to change anyone's
that
mind.
Deplorables comment she made, I believe, activated a lot of voters on the other side. That's my own personal view, that was an activator.
It was a very poor choice of words, basket of deplorables.
I feel like a bunch of people went, oh, really? Well, I don't normally vote, but guess what I'm going to do now? I got to figure that out. Somebody?
And yet she still won the popular vote. Oh, well.
Well, you can say that, but did she get in office?
She didn't.
No, she did not.
Weird how the American system works when we can find out hours before our voting is done that we don't matter.
For Halloween, I'm going to a Pink Floyd laser light show with dinner at Sally
God.
Tomatoes in Rohnert Park.
It's 1982 all over again.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I would love to go to a laser light show. That sounds so fun. Those things used to be amazing. They're doing the wall in laser light. The Boston Planetarium.
Good morning, Alice. I had to double check my radio to see if I was still logged into Alice as I listened to Highway to Hell. Yeah, it's Halloween,
you're
everyone.
There.
Happy Halloween.
Welcome.
Look at Jane throwing Bob Scott Sarah's way.
What?
Bob Scott?
I don't get it.
I believe they're talking about AC/DC.
Oh, Bob Scott. I get it now. I'm like, I do not get it. Thank you for the Bon Scott. Thank you. I'm like, I don't know what's I don't know anyone named Bob Scott.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No one does.
Nope.
Anyway, thanks for the text, everyone. There's a lot more, but we're out of time, so we'll jump out and say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Mwah! Alice's morning show. Super fun show today. It's nice that we could all be in the spirit of Halloween with our extravagant costumes and my nonstop downing of buckets of candy corn. Oh, damn. I feel like I weigh 12 pounds more. Mission accomplished, everybody.
You grew out of your costume while broadcasting.
I actually
well
split
done.
It. That's why it's laying in two halves around me. I'm
Excellent
surrounded
job.
By my old costume.
Nice.
Sarah?
Oh, thank you, Bill. Look, you guys, whatever you do, keep it safe. Don't, you know, make sure you Windex all your candy before you eat it. You know what to do. You've been doing it with the groceries for a while now.
Sure.
Solid fun cleaning groceries. Now you get to clean all the candy. Or just have a nice Easter egg, Halloween egg hunt in your backyard. But whatever
and
it is,
we hope
it
you get just this side of ripped, but not barfing. You know,
oh,
like
thanks,
ripped,
Ben.
But
Thank
don't barf.
Thank you. To handle
right,
right
up to the barf, but don't barf.
Right. Well, we're going to watch some kind of scary movie, and I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Oh, and time changes.
Yes, time change this weekend. And should be nice. So maybe get out and breathe fresh air.
Yeah, that is true. You were saying it's kind of a nice warm weekend. So enjoy it and do what you can to celebrate or not, or just totally ignore it. That's your call. And we'll catch you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.